Hare Krishna. Question from Prathamesh Prabhu. In what sense is the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad before the Ishopanishad or the Samhitas before the Aranyakas? Is it in terms of the sequence of recommended study or is it in the terms of the level of realizations contained in them? Answer, no, the before is simply in the sense of the arrangement in the text. Both the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and the Ishopanishad are parts of the Shukla Yajurveda. And within the Shukla Yajurveda, the Ishopanishad is the last chapter. Whereas the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad comes as an earlier chapter. It's a part of the Shatpat Brahman. And the Shatpat Brahman is in the middle of the Shukla Yajurveda. So similarly, in general, within the Vedas, the first part, so if you consider, say, the Rig Veda as a book, so then within that book, the first part are the Samhitas. And is the Rig Veda Samhita is the first part. And then after that, whatever Aranyakas are there in the part of the Rig Veda, they come later. So when we say earlier and later, that's simply in terms of the position of those particular books within the bigger text of which they are parts. So there's one big book which you could say the Shukla Yajurveda. But out of that book, certain sections have become so famous that they have been preserved separately, and over a period of time, they have come to be celebrated as books in their own right. Just like the Bhagavad Gita is a part of the Mahabharata, and the Bhagavad Gita is also a book in its own right. Vishnu Sahasranam is also, it is cited by Bhishma to glorify Vishnu, Krishna. And that is also a part of the Mahabharata. But the Vishnu Sahasranam is also published as a separate book. So now, in the Mahabharata's chronological sequence, the Bhagavad Gita is spoken first. Then after the war happens. And after the war, when Yudhishthira is distraught, he is consoled by Bhishma, and then towards the end of his life, Bhishma also speaks the Vishnu Sahasranam. So then, if we can say that the Bhagavad Gita comes before the Vishnu Sahasranam. So this is not necessarily, it has nothing to do with the level of realization that is there in the Bhagavad Gita or the Vishnu Sahasranam or the sequence in which it is to be studied. It's simply the position within the greater text out of which these two texts are parts. So the same applies to the position of the Aranyakas with respect to Samhitas, they come later in the book. And similarly, Ishopanishad comes later after the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Thank you. Hare Krishna.